Welcome to July 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Happy birthday, Teresa. Teresa's my wife. Thanks for all you do, Teresa. Love you, babe. All right, Cold War news now. 1960, Eisenhower and Khrushchev start threatening each other over Cuba. Let me back up. In 1959, Fidel Castro had overthrown the regime of Fulgencio Batista. When Castro began making it clear he would side with the Soviet Union instead of the U.S. for economic aid and nationalized U.S. industries, President Dwight D. Eisenhower authorized the CIA to train a small Cuban militia to overthrow Castro. This, of course, escalated the hostilities between Eisenhower and the Soviet premier, Nikita Khrushchev. Khrushchev started by warning Eisenhower that it was prepared to use missiles to protect Cuba from the U.S. He said, "One should not forget that now the United States is no longer an unreasonable distance from the Soviet Union as it was before." He accused the U.S. of plotting insidious and criminal steps against Cuba. The relationship between U.S. and Cuba was just never the same after that, at least not until Raul Castro came into power. These days, Cuba is one of the last communist countries in the world, and according to Human Rights Watch, Cubans are systematically denied basic rights to free expression, association, assembly, privacy, movement, and due process of law. But don't tell Che Guevara that. And I know America has a lot of Che Guevara fans, but despite the fact, according to American Experience, Fidel Castro, People and Events on PBS from December 2007, before Fidel's Castro 1959 revolution, Cuba was one of the most advanced and successful countries in Latin America. Yeah, keyword was. Couple more birthday shoutouts. 1802, happy birthday Thomas Davenport from Williamstown, Vermont. He's credited for constructing the first American DC electric motor in 1834. 1819, happy birthday Elias Howe Jr. of Spencer, Massachusetts. Howe is credited for inventing the sewing machine, although he didn't actually invent the idea. He did come up with three major components for the sewing machine: a needle with the eye at the point, a shuttle operating beneath the cloth to perform the lock stitch, and the automatic feed. Very cool. And then in 1932, we lose another great American, King Camp Gillette, R.I.P. According to Wikipedia, Gillette came up with this famous razor design after seeing bottle caps thrown away after the bottle was opened. This made him realize that the value in basing a business on a product that was used a few times, then discarded. Men shaved with straight razors that needed sharpening every day using a leather straw. As existing relatively expensive razor blades dulled quickly and needed continuous sharpening, a razor whose blade could be thrown away when it dulled would meet a real need and likely be profitable. So you see where this is going, all you hairy people like me. My mornings would suck if I had to use that old blade. So thank you, King Gillette, who, by the way, has a beautiful ranch that is owned by the Mountain Recreation and Conservation Authority, which means it's available for public tours. You may have seen it in the 2012 NBC reality show, The Biggest Loser. And last but definitely not least, 1872. The donut hole is born. Made with a donut cutter patented by John Blondell of Thomaston, Maine. The donut hole, everybody. And that's it for July 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.